Hello and welcome back to Break Your Chains from Your 9 to 5. I'm your host, Benjamin Poulter. And on this podcast, what we talk about is building the business online, the things what I'm doing, the things what I'm learning from being an electrician, running an electrical business for the past 20 years, to basically building a business online. And there is a lot of aspects that I can relate or change or bring with me in a way to advance my business online or to help me grow. And one of them that I've learned is people being dishonest. Like, being dishonest in life, not just with themselves, but to everybody else as well. And I did this back in the day when I was working away, and then people would say to you, how's business going, Ben? Like, have you got plenty of work on? So I'd say to them, yeah, plenty of work, be great. But in reality, I didn't. I only said that because I wanted to come across and make myself look successful, because I thought if you fake it till you make it in a way, then you're going to attract success. So the more I sort of said to everyone, yeah, I've got plenty of work, then obviously it sort of convinced myself in my own head that, yeah, you've got plenty of work, you're fine. But really, you didn't. You could do with more work, you could do with the better jobs, and you were lying to yourself. And I don't understand now why I did that, because how does that help me? How does that help me in my position at all? It might make me look fantastic, or might make me look like I'm busy, but does that really matter? Because I was putting out the impression that I was successful, and, well, I was putting out the impression that I had plenty of work. No one sort of thought of me and thought, well, it's okay. Yep, no worries. We won't think of him like he's obviously too busy for these jobs or other jobs that maybe, if someone comes up, like, say, in someone's mind, they'd be talking to someone, and they said, oh, I've had my kitchen fitted, I need an electrician. You won't come into their mind, because you'll have. You've already put out that effect sort of thing, that you're busy, and there's no point in recommending you. And I find this, like, when you sort of say things out loud, like you say, I'm going to be successful, I'm going to go on this bike ride, I'm going to go on a run, I'm going to quit smoking, I'm going to quit drinking. When you say it out loud a bit, it makes your mind listen to it, your subconscious mind. It'll help you a lot more. I've been doing a lot of work at the minute on sort of mindset and how my old mindset of how I used to, well, one of them was where I used to save money. And I saved up sort of £2,000, and, well, it was pointless in saving that money because I just sat on it and it did nothing. So that's a whole new story. The relevance of the subconscious mind, I know it sounds a bit like, oh, you're a bit far-fetched, you're going a bit deep now. But if you think about it to yourself, maybe talking to yourself, they say it's the first sign of madness. Well, who said madness is a bad thing? Being mad might be a good thing. I know I'm a little bit crazy at some points, but if you speak it out loud, then it makes you understand it a bit more. I'm sitting here now twiddling around thinking, right, yeah, it does make you understand it a bit more, and it makes it make sense when you say it out loud, because a lot of things, I mumble, I think, a lot, maybe recognise this in the podcast. But when you say it out loud, you're understanding it more, and you're thinking about the other aspects that could come off of the conversation that you're having in your own head. And this is why you see, when you go to, I don't know, maybe Tony Robbins seminars, and you tell him your problems, and you tell him what you're struggling with, he tells you a solution, and he makes you say them out loud. I haven't been to any of Tony Robbins seminars, but I have seen a lot of them, and it makes them say it out loud. It makes them say it to believe it. Because when you say it out loud, I'm going to stop, then it'll help you think, right, I'm going to stop. I've said it now. I've got to prove it to myself. Because at the end of the day, that's yourself is the only one that matters. Like, if you want to stop drinking, you want to earn more money, you want to be more successful, it's you that's going to do that. You can go and buy the best equipment in the world. Say you bought a Lamborghini, nice car, you can get in it, it does sort of 216 miles per hour, I think. But you've got to be the person putting your foot on the pedal. You've got to be the person that makes it do 215 miles per hour. You might have all the tools to be able to be successful, but you're the person that's got to make it all work. And it comes back to being honest is when you're honest with yourself, that you're honest with yourself, you're just completely like an open book, then you attract honest people to you. It's like a law of attraction in a way, as one of the books I've read. With the persona that you put out, you'll attract the same people into yourself. And that's what you want to fill your life with. Fill your economy in a way. You fill your little circle with people that are just honest. Because I've had people in my life that just lie. And it winds you up. It winds you up to the point where you want to help them, but they don't want to help themselves. So you're the one that's doing all the work. In effect, what's the point? You're not helping yourself at all. You're just putting yourself in misery by trying to help that person. So no one's going to do the same for you. So you've got to be honest with yourself. And you find that when you're honest with yourself and you're honest with other people, there's the people out there that are willing to help you. And they'll help you advance. They'll help you with whatever you're struggling with. If you ask for the help. And the people are there to sort of show you the ropes. But it is ultimately down to you to put in the action. And I know this for a fact. Because it's sort of a little lesson I learned myself when I started out online. I went and borrowed my friend's Porsche. And I thought, right, I'll do a video. People will think I'm successful and they'll see me in a Porsche and think, hey, yeah, he's got a lovely car, so he must be successful. He's brilliant. But then I did the video and I was excited thinking, yeah, I'm driving around this Porsche. Yeah, it was exciting. It's a lovely car. But I looked an idiot. I was lying to myself, and it was just to be honest that, yeah, you might have drove your friend's Porsche, but it's not your Porsche. Why are you lying to people? You got to keep that lie up. You got to keep that Porsche. You got to keep going back and borrowing his car now. There's no point. You're just lying. It's a massive lie that's going to feed on lies. So obviously I didn't put that video out because I looked a complete idiot. And you might know a few people in life as well where one lie breeds another lie, where it breeds another lie, and it just gets to a massive mess where you think you can't remember your own lies. So why lie to you? Why start in the position of lying to yourself? And we've all done it, maybe. We've all put out this fake it till you make it persona where you think, yeah, I'm going to pretend I'm this. I'm going to pretend I'm that. But if you think about it in the long run, there's no point. The best thing in anything, in any aspect you do, any business you do, is just to be you. And just to be honest, then you'll grow along with it and you'll learn along with it as well. Because there's obviously, if you're saying, yep, I'm successful, I'm earning £1 million, then people aren't going to be willing to help you because they think, well, I haven't generated £1 million in my business, so I probably can't help you. You're more successful than me. I'll leave you there. And the modern way of marketing online, I think, is with people being honest. And if there's people that are out there now that I see online, like Russell Brunson, I know for a fact he generates a good amount of money within his business. But I don't think I'm at that level where I can learn. I can learn a lot from him, but not to sort of grow that big at the minute. I haven't got the mindset. I haven't got the capabilities. I haven't got everything in place to be able to have a £1 million business just yet. And that's why where I realise online that the more people are honest, the more authentic that someone is, I think, that you trust them more. You grow that know, like, and trust factor a bit more. And a lot of people like to put out this persona that they're fantastic and they've done this and done that. But what if you were just a normal person like me? I'm just one of these normal people that people maybe can relate to, and they say, yeah, I want to know where you started or how you got to the position you're in, because I was only in that position maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So I can help people grow their business now, and this day, this modern day and age, in a way. Modern day, they say. Sounds funny, modern day. It's just that I do think that marketing online has evolved. It's evolved in the short amount of time I've been involved. It's like when you think of people you see, if people are doing advertisements on online courses, or maybe anything really, advertising, they're on a yacht. And they're saying, hey, yes, you can do this, or you can own a yacht. look at you with all this drink and all these girls in bikinis jumping around you. Well, in my opinion, I don't aspire for that. I aspire for having more time for myself, have more time to live my life, have more time to do motocross, have more time with my family. And that's what I aspire to. I don't really want a yacht. I'm not interested in having a yacht sort of thing. I get seasick. So the sort of people that I can help are the people that want the normal things out of life. Like a lot of people, they come onto line and say, right, yeah, I'm going to make £1 million. I'm going to be a billionaire. Well, do you actually need that £1 million, or you need to be a billionaire? If you had £1 million in your hand now, what would you do with it? What would you spend it on? You might spend, I don't know, maybe 300-400 grand on cars, houses, and just things you want to treat yourself to. But then that £1 million not gonna sort of, you still got to work for that £1 million. It's a tough one to explain, I suppose. So that's where I did like an exercise where I wanted to design my ideal life. I wanted to find out how much money I'd actually need to live my ideal life, where I had my holidays, my luxury food, my fine wines. Say fine wines, it was just a few bottles of wine. But where I had my Mustang, my bikes, my big house, and what would that cost me? So then I detailed it down, and then I found out. I got an Excel worksheet that I did for a lot of people inside my group on Facebook, that I only needed 130 grand a year. Well, 130 grand a year is a lot more achievable than £1 million. So that's took the pressure off quite a bit, I would say. Took the pressure off thinking, right, I don't need to aspire for £1 million. I can do this. Like, this is not that far away, to be honest. And that made my mind relax a little bit to think, hey, yeah, these targets or these goals you've got, they're achievable. And all these people compare themselves to others. Why? I used to do the same. I did indeed. It's everyone does these things. Everyone goes through the motions that you compare yourself to, maybe someone that's got all these things and they've got that. But everyone does things for a different reason. Like a lot of people, like someone I know that he's a millionaire, lives out in Colombia. And he has parties, but he hasn't got a wife and kids. And he doesn't understand. I suppose he doesn't know what the benefit of having kids with. Like, you can't buy some of the stuff that your children say to you. I watched a little video the other day, I remember, of me and my daughter sitting in the van singing along. Well, I couldn't buy that moment. That little thing of like, the smiles and the fun that we had. You can't buy their moments. You might be able to buy maybe the van, or you've got the fuel to go along, but you can't buy the moments that you have with your friends and family. Like, I remember in a holiday I went out to Greece, and we all sat there and we ordered calamari. Well, we watched the waiter go out to a boat, pick a load of calamari up from the guy on the boat, and then, I don't know, it did take an hour or so to come to our plate, but by the time it got to that plate, I always remember this. It tasted beautiful, and even the kids ate it because it was so good, and they saw where it came from and they were interested. And we always remember that. We always talk about that. We'll never get that from a superstore back in the UK, but that's a memory that we made. And yeah, the money did pay for a holiday, and it paid for the calamari, but it didn't pay for the conversation or the feeling or the smiles that we had on that holiday. So I feel like I've gone off the subject of honesty a little bit there. I just got my mouth watering, I suppose, about the calamari. But the main objective of what I'm trying to get to here is just be honest with yourself. And people will be honest with you. You'll attract honest people into your life that will help you grow in life and in business. So stop being fake, and then people will appreciate the real you a lot more.